So I don't know, I keep trying to read from you all St. Leo's passage from yesterday, but I guess we'll skip it again. Anyway, the first reading, did y'all catch that? Did y'all follow that? That's amazing. If you've been reading Bible in a year, or if you did that 2 or 3 years ago, like, who's this? This is wisdom. This is like, I don't know, after the time of Solomon, the wisdom books are kind of written down. Who's he talking about? Which character in the Old Testament is he referring to? Which historical figure in the Jewish history is he referring to? It doesn't fit anybody as perfectly as it fits whom? Jesus Christ. 400 years later. I always felt like y'all have heard me say this before, like the fact that this story, you know, the wicked, whoever that refers to, let us put the just one to the test. Let us put him to a shameful death. He claims to be a child of God. He claims God is his father, to have knowledge of God. Let us put him to a shameful death, torture him. That story was passed on for 10 years, 20 years, 400 years or so. And my math might be off, but still. And the apostles recognized this. The Holy Spirit guided the apostles to recognize this. You remember the story of Emmaus, and Jesus was revealing to the two apostles all that referred to him in the scriptures, the Old Testament. Even yesterday, Jesus was saying to the scribes and Pharisees, Moses wrote about me, and so did Solomon, and the other wisdom authors wrote about me. So it's worth us just kind of maybe being a little amazed by that, not taking it for granted. It's kind of one of the miracles of the Bible that is there for us. But it also helps us prepare for the days ahead. Again, our Lord knew every second that was coming to him. Our Lord knew every experience he was going to have. Our Lord knew every aspect of the scriptures that had to be fulfilled in him, even this one, especially this one. His enemies so closed-minded to him. Let us see whether his words are true, for he boasts that God is his father. Let us find out what will happen to him. For if the just one be the Son of God, he will defend him. God will defend him and deliver him from the hand of his enemies. With revilement and torture, let us put him to the test, that we may have proof of his gentleness and try his patience. Let us condemn him to a shameful death. Remember, they didn't condemn Jesus to like some sort of dignified death. A shameful death, naked on the cross, for the entire community of Jerusalem to watch, to gawk at. They spat upon him. For according to his own words, God will take care of him. It's important for us maybe to use these images to help us get ready for what our Lord is going to go through. And maybe even get into the heart of Jesus as he approached it himself from within. And I'm also struck by this last line. They knew not the hidden counsels of God. Neither did they count on the recompense of holiness. What is the recompense of holiness? Nor did they discern the innocent soul's reward. What is the reward of the innocent soul? It's important for us to get away from the idea that, what's the prosperity gospel, right? If you're faithful to God, everything works out just fine for you, because that's the reward of the innocent soul. That's not the reward in this life. The enemies, the wicked, think, well, if he's the Son of God, if he's so innocent, if he's so perfect, if he follows God's ways, well, surely God won't let us put him to death. Surely God won't let bad things happen to him. But that's not the revelation. That's not the faith that God revealed to us. Our Lord was not spared from death. Right? That's the whole line. Jesus, God did not spare his only son. Unlike Abraham, who was just and whose son was spared, God did not spare his only beloved son. Which then also applies to us. And I'll leave off with this. Who is the just one? Everything that applies to Christ, the head, applies also to us, the body. All these things written about Christ primarily, we can't be afraid when we ourselves find ourselves going through moments like that. Moments of rejection for our faith. Moments of struggling to live out our faith. Moments of God perhaps not sparing us the consequences of faith in a broken world. And still maintaining our devotion to the Father, just as Jesus taught us. Many are the troubles of the just man. Raise your hand if you have many troubles trying to follow Jesus. Anybody have many troubles trying to follow the ways of Jesus sometimes? I mean, I'm not complaining. It's just real. Many are the troubles. Good job, Louis. Yes, that's right. Many are the troubles in this life. Jesus said at the Last Supper, in this world you will have trouble, but do not be afraid. I have conquered this world. If you learn to understand and take into account the recompense of holiness and the reward of the innocent, I have conquered this world. Hold on to me, the innocent, the Holy One, and share in my recompense and my reward that the world cannot understand. We simply ask the Holy Spirit to help us enlighten our minds with the light of the Scriptures, the light of the Holy Spirit. We ask the Lord to help us imitate His ways, even as we sympathize and empathize with the struggles of His heart. They are His struggles, but He also suffered them so that we could experience Him in our troubles. May we draw close to Him who is drawn so close to us, not only in the easy moments, but is drawing close to us in our sufferings, in our brokenness, in all that we struggle to do out of our love for the Father, in Him, through Him, and with Him. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.